feel it now. It's all around me. A silent voice I can't deny. A mother's arms, how they surround me. They sing
Shanti. It's not difficult to become equal to the Father, is it? Simply remember the dot, and any difficulty will become not. When you forget the dot, it doesn't become not. It is so easy to make a dot or to put a dot. All the knowledge is merged in one word, dot. You are dot. The Father is a dot, and whatever has passed, put a dot to that, triple dot. That's it. When a small child starts to write, when he puts his pencil on the paper, what does it become? It would be a dot, would it not? So this too is child's play. You are not being given a difficult job. The whole study of this knowledge is carried out as a game. Therefore, the work is easy and you are easy yogi. On the board too, you write easy Rajyoga. So to experience it to be easy is said to be knowledge. Those who are knowledgeful will also automatically be powerful, because knowledge is said to be light and might. So because knowledgeful souls are easily powerful, they easily move forward. Therefore, the whole group is of easy yogis. Constantly remain easy yogi in this way. Achha. So this was the last part of Avyakt Murli of 31st December 1987, meeting with a group of double foreigners, or zero. Indian philosophies believe that everything has risen from dot. Everything has emanated from nothingness, from emptiness. And India is the country who invented zero. From where zero has come? From India, Shunya. Without zero, there is no mathematics. Mathematics stands on zero. Without mathematics, there is no science. You cannot have science without maths. It is impossible to have any science without mathematics. So science depends upon maths, and mathematics depends upon zero. So zero is most powerful. Without zero, there are no computers. All computers will fall down. Computers cannot exist. The entire functioning of computers depends upon zero. Zero means, what is the value of zero? when you add 1 before 0, it becomes 10, means 0 is equivalent to 9. When you add 2 zeros in front of 1, it becomes 100. That means value of double 2 is 99. You can go on. So 0 is unlimited. 0 is most substantial, most powerful. It is depthless, fathomless, bottomless, most powerful. Everything arises from 0 and everything merges into 0. That's what Hindus believe. So 0 is very powerful. 0 is the subtlest thing. A dot. In today's Sakar Murli also Baba said, soul is a very subtle thing. A star shining in the middle of the forehead. So know the importance of 0. Albert Einstein would fail without 0. You cannot think of Nikola Tesla without 0. So 0 is everything. Without 0, there is no universe. Universe has come out from nothingness and it will go into nothingness. The Narada Sukta of Rig Veda talks about the origin of the Srishti. Before the universe, nothing was there. And once the universe is created, it will again go into 0. It is as if arising from Hiranyagarbha, the golden womb, the Srishti, the whole world has risen. Srishti ke pehle kuch nahi tha, chipa tha kya kaha. There is a song. So, 0 is that important. So who are you? Dot. You are not this body. From where you have come? Home of dots. Who is your father? Dot. What is your stage in Paramdham? In today's Sakar Murli's blessing, Baba said, a stage which is beyond the sound is the most powerful stage. Just as in seed the tree is hidden. In the similar manner, the stage which is beyond the sound, all virtues are hidden in that. Not just peace, but bliss, happiness and everything. And that will become visible from your face. So Father is dot. Your Creator is dot. You are dot. You are staying in the home of dots. When you came down on the earth, what were you? Dot. When you moved down, what was moving down? It was the dot which was moving down. When you reached silver age from golden age, what were you? A dot. From silver to copper, what were you? A dot. From copper to iron, what were you? A dot. All the transformation have happened in the dot, in the body. Even the body has become Tamopradhan, today's Sakar Murli. So it's a journey of dot. You come from the home of dot, and you return as dot. You come as dot and you return as dot. You come from the world of dots and you enter into this world of dots. This body is temporary. You take and you shed. You take and the body. Again you drop. So many bodies you take and so many you keep on dropping. But you remain the same, a dot. Baba says, remember the dot. There is no difference between him and you, but you are Bindu, he is Sindhu, he is ocean. Ocean of love, ocean of happiness, he is the guide, he is the liberator. He is the one who bestows salvation. Golden age there is salvation, in Kali Yuga there is degradation. So everything is dot. So Baba says apply 3 dots. The first dot is, be soul conscious. Am I? Constantly practice being soul conscious. The only practice which you have to do is soul consciousness. Soul doesn't eat. Soul doesn't drink. Soul doesn't need anything from outside. Soul is self-sustaining, self-building, self-preserving. It doesn't need anything. So when you are situated in this form, you don't need anything from outside. You are already prepared. So also body. Body is made up of what? Organs? Parts. parts are made up of organs. Organs are made up of tissues. Tissues are made up of molecules. Molecules are made up of cells. Cells are made up of atoms. An atom is made up of proton, neutron, and electrons. These are electrons. So protons are positively charged, neutrons are negatively charged, and neutrons are neutral, and electrons are negative. So this is what is cell structure. No matter what individual you are, we are made up of atoms. And atoms are always in movements. So electrons don't eat, protons don't eat, neutrons don't eat. An atom is self-sustaining, self-repairing, self-existence and eternal. It doesn't need anything. Don't think that you are taking something and it is deriving its nutrition from that thing. It doesn't need anything. So we are again dots. Body is also made up of dot. Soul is also dot. But if you come down, break into break into break. So everything is dots. Everything is waves. What is this duster made up of? Go within, 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 within. It's made up of cells. An atom. Again the same thing. So everything waves. Does it eat? It doesn't need anything. We are made up of atoms. So Baba says, remember three dots. The first dot is you are soul. This is the basic practice. This is rather the only practice. Every Murli you will find the same thing. Forget body. Forget body consciousness. Forget all the relationships of body. Forget all the things of the body. Forget all the sanskars of the body. Forget the language of the body. Forget the country of the body. Forget the nature of the body. Forget the swabhava of the body. Forget the religion of the body. We are so, so linked, attached, connected to body that we have become one unit. So, the basic practice is this. I am not this, but this. And this should come naturally, not with force. And when this experience is there, the body drops. Then all the things of body that pulls you goes away. And which is the thing which binds soul to the body the most? There is a one thing that binds the soul to the body. That is food. It ultimately comes to the same. The greatest, nothing binds soul to the mind more than this. This is the greatest material bondage, greatest, the strongest. You can't think without this. So this is the greatest bondage. So, a dot. I am a dot. I am soul. I am spirit. I am self. I am immaterial, non-material being. I am a metaphysical being. I am not a physical, mundane being. I am not visible being. I am invisible being. I am not palpable. I am impalpable being. I am not material. I am not worldly. Not five elements. But something different. Not dense, but subtle. Not heavy, but light. So if you want to experience that lightness, there should be a flow of energy in the body. The whole body should become light. Then only there can be an experience of lightness. Otherwise, forget lightness. So what you put into it, that should be absolutely light. Then only the feeling of lightness will come. Be light eaters. Be light workers. The dense, the heavy, the difficult you put inside, the body will be pulled down. Earth, dust. Next Sunday is Murli. Earth and dust. They pull you down. earth consciousness, dirt consciousness, dust consciousness, soil consciousness, body consciousness, mud consciousness. This all pulls you down. So there should be strong effort. In today's Sakar, Murli Baba said, make full-fledged attempt to become soul conscious. What you have to do? Make full efforts. Leave no stone unturned. And become soul conscious. So before becoming soul conscious, you have to remove everything that makes you body conscious, soil conscious, dirt conscious, dust consciousness, and mud conscious. Anything that pulls you towards body is an obstacle to your path. Throw it away. So first is dot. I am a dot. The second dot is God. God is dot. In today's Sakar, Murli Baba said, nobody knows who is God. And whatever methods you have tried, every method has failed. Your devotion has failed, your scriptures have failed, your everything has failed. Your going to dangerous pilgrimages have failed. Your ceremonials have failed. Your priests have failed, your religions have failed, everything has failed. Nobody can reach me. I come and then you reach me. That's it. So the second is remembering Him. And you can't remember Him when you are body. You have to first enter that subtle bodiless stage of stillness, of calmness, of soul consciousness. Then the soul travels up automatically. The spiritual love attracts it. In Hindu scriptures, they have described love affair of Sati and Shiva. In Shiv Puran, the spiritual romance of Sati and Shiva. Sati was kept ignorant by her father Daksha, who was the Prajapati, who was the mouth born, who was the progeny of Brahma, who was about to govern the world, who was given the duty to govern the world, and he used to hate this Shankar guy. Because of his weird appearance, because of his uncivilized way of living. And he did not want his daughter to even know the name Shiva. But somehow, Sati gets to hear the name of Shiva through Dadichi. And this attraction of Sati towards Shiva, a spiritual love that generates, a very different love. How she got attracted towards Shiva? Everything prepares her to be pulled towards Shiva. So this is the spiritual. This Sati represents soul. Shiva represents God. Though she doesn't want to displease her father, but this attraction is so strong, what she will do? She gets visions. She is mesmerized. And she sets off towards the path of tapasya. Otherwise, she is a princess. She has to think of tapasya is very difficult. Even to think of tapasya, but automatically by her father's all plans to keep her away from Shiva makes her go towards Shiva. The plan fails. He wants her not to even look at him. But the more he tries, the more she is pulled towards Shiva. And the path of Shiva is the path of Vairagya. The path of Shiva is the path of tapasya. And she turns into a tapasvi. And ultimately she marries Shiva. But then again, when her father dishonors Shiva, she immolates herself, self-immolation, she burns herself, and then is reborn as Parvati. Though she is not the origin of the pratha, of the tradition of Sati in India, but somehow it is linked to it. When husband dies, woman self-immolates herself, Sati. So this was the same Sati here, which started in the medieval India. So what is this story? This is the story of spiritual love. This is the story of divine love. This is the story of spiritual romance. This is the story of spiritual love affair with God. So Brahmin is a soul who has fallen in love with God. So love is such a powerful thing. It gives wings to soul and body. We are going to revise that, Murli, in next Hindi class. Love gives what? Wings to what? To body as well as soul. So this is a spiritual love. So second is to love God above everything. To love Him above everything, such passionate love should rise. You have seen two lovers, how passionate they are for each other. A boy and a girl, they are born in the family and their parents are opposed. Now the parents have raised the child for 20 years, 23 years, and now suddenly this new guy has come. And the Juliet is ready to give up everything for this new Romeo, forgetting her parents who were taking care of her for last 20 years, 23 years. So what passionate love is this? Can we have such a passionate love for God? We are away from Him from last 5,000 years. Now He has come. So the same fire, the same fierce love, the same heat of love should rise within. The same obsession, junoon, should rise within to love God. So that is the love divine. And the third is to put a full stop. So when you love God, when you are soul, and 5,000 years you already put a full stop, what is there to go back now? The chapter has finished, the book you have finished. The book of 5,000 years, put a full stop and now go back. You came as dot and it is a time to go back as dot. So what to mourn for? What to feel sorrow for? Why this? Why? What? Where? Forget everything. Just put a full stop. Just put a dot. Whatever that has happened, very good. All karmic accounts, last Sunday's Murli. Baba said, accounts, Chopra. This account of karmic account should be clean and clear. So, have no further bondages, relations, or fresh accounts here. Finish all the accounts. So, these three dot. First, you are dot, he is dot. And whatever that has happened, put a dot. So, in this dot is the whole essence of spirituality. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. It is not difficult to become equal to the Father, is it? Simply remember the dot and any difficulty will become not. When you forget the dot, it doesn't become not. It is so easy to make a dot or to put a dot. All the knowledge is merged in this one word, dot. You are a dot, the Father is a dot, and whatever has passed, put a dot to that. That is all. When a small child starts to write, when he puts his pencil on the paper, what does it become? It would be a dot, would it not? So this too is a child's play. The whole study of this knowledge is carried out as a game. You have not been given a difficult job. Therefore the work is easy. And you are easy, yogis. On the board, too, you write easy Raj Yoga. So to experience it to be easy is said to be knowledge. Those oral knowledge full will also automatically be powerful because knowledge is said to be light and might. So because knowledgeful souls are easily powerful. They easily move forward. Therefore, this whole group is of easy yogis. Constantly remain easy yogis in this way. Achha. Avyakta Murli, 31st December 1987. Om Shanti.